prayer. Thou song from the ends. I forget what fear is. I forget what fear is. I forget what fear is. Other than the fear of the Almighty Yeshua. Who knew you before you knew who you was? Wear down a D for you, respond to me. Y'all know honesty, y'all all honor me. I know cuz the headlines, why you wanna leave. You know I follow God, so you should follow me. I never rock with none of y'all, no way. And I'm pulling up in that white OJ. Used to wear a watch filled with the O'Shays. Jackson, if you're nasty. Tweeted DEF CON, now we past 3. Tweeted DEF CON, now we past 3.
Kind of say like you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
No, there's a lot of things that I love, that I love, that I love, that I love.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. All right, we gonna start it off peaceful. I know you just got angry at me.
We Gucci. We Gucci.
You said what?
I said we Gucci. It happened. Brothers fight. It's all good, bro.
For sure. For sure. We not bringing that topic up on the podcast, though. We definitely not doing that. I don't need you to start yelling at me and trying to make me look stupid and shit. But look.
Where Prince at?
I'm going to get him in here. I sent the link, but.
No, I just had to, when it was going through with the app, I guess it was kind of messing up. But, like, I just held the link open, and I opened it that way.
Like, you, like, held it?
Yeah, so you know how, like, you go to, like, add a reaction or something? Like, I did it like that, and then I just clicked it, and then, yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try to send it again. But, yeah, man, welcome to Level 32 Podcast, you feel me? I brought my boy AK on here again. You know what I'm saying? You had my second most listened episode on this bitch, so you know what I'm saying. I think they appreciated the conversation.
For sure.
Yeah, I have a few different topics I want to talk about today.
He trying to get me canceled this time for real.
Nah, we gonna keep it civil. You feel me? But I want to talk about basketball, the playoffs for sure.
Oh yeah, Prince definitely need to come in here because that.
Yeah, we need to get that nigga Prince.
Take is crazy. Beyond crazy. Now I couldn't hear you before.
Oh, shit. Shit, I sent it to Prince and I sent it to Well Rounded.
Oh, Lord. Little Suits. Oh, man. Come here.
You said what?
Now I was talking to my dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, you know what? Let me get right into it. What's your playoff takes?
Oh, you talk well, based off what I saw yesterday, it was pretty much what I expected.
Really?
Yeah. You was talking about this yesterday though in the space. Like I knew the Cavs Knicks series, that's gonna be the series to watch to me
out of all the ones.
That's gonna be the one to watch. I expected y'all to get at the Hawks how y'all did. That was expected.
Little nigga Trey Young up.
Yeah, I think the Hawks gonna get swept. The Nets gonna get swept. I think the Bucks in the Heat series gonna be more interesting than what people think. I'm not saying the Heat gonna win a bunch of games, but I'm saying that it's gonna be competitive.
Well, Rhonda, you know damn well when you come in this goddamn podcast, you're gonna need to mute the back of your mic.
I'm
who the fuck is Rambo?
I'm screaming.
That's me.
Who is that? Oh, shit. Lord. Prince. You got Prince in there, bitch. Go ahead. And let AK talk about his playoff takes. Go hold on.
I don't know who won between the Lakers and the Grizzlies, but that's gonna be a good series too. Who else? Who else playing?
Nigga,
I think everything kind of went how I expected though.
No, it didn't.
Oh, who won? Who was the upset? Because I ain't really
the Kings versus the Warriors.
Oh, that's gonna be a matchup because it's you have to think too. I think what everybody's forgetting about with that series, Mike Brown used to be an assistant coach for the Warriors too.
Facts.
So he know what they run, and he know people's tendencies. Uh-huh. And what everybody sleep on, like I told people, De'Aaron Fox is an animal.
That's a dog.
He an animal, but he a dog. I'm over there.
Nigga, he dropped, what, 40?
Did him he drop and Malik 48? Monk? Nah, him and Malik Monk combined for 70. So I think De'Aaron Fox dropped 38, and Malik Monk dropped 32.
Yup, nigga. That's gonna be an amazing. I'm gonna stay on that series for sure. Look, this is what I'm saying. All right, because I'm getting tired of the disrespect. I feel like y'all niggas been disrespecting James Harden for way too fucking long.
Don't say y'all. I never disrespect.
Hey,
him.
Look, I'm not talking. I'm talking to the podcast right now. Niggas been disrespecting James Harden for way too fucking long. And I think this nigga about to average 25-12. And I think he gonna ramp it up the next series. I do believe the next series he got us?
Maybe. I think
If we both sweep our teams, I think he got us next.
Yeah,
I think
so. Yeah.
And I think that's scary. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I'm not even gonna cap. I'm a Celtics fanatic, right? Mm-hmm. But Joel Embiid is playing like, nigga, that chip is his last string of life. And honestly, I don't see nobody comparing to him in the league. That includes Jokic. That includes Giannis. That includes AD. I don't think nobody fucking with him. No cap. Can't nobody lock him up. Can't nobody stop him. You feel me? He just got his bag too big. You feel me? So, hey, what's I'm gonna introduce Prince real quick, all right? All right. Listen, podcasters, listen to niggas. I gotta come up with a hive name for my people. You feel me? Like, I gotta. We're gonna get it right. The levels. Nah, that's lame. But look. Look. I got one of the funniest niggas from Twitter on my podcast today. This nigga is so called a menace. This nigga literally does not give a fuck who's in the room. He gonna talk his shit regardless. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy Prince in here. Introduce yourself, Prince.
What up, podcast world? It's Prince. It's gonna, and I was gonna say on that topic, as far as Embiid, I like Embiid, but his size do play a part. Like, I'm not gonna his talent, but I just feel like he moved too slow, bro. He's too slow. He's too slow, bro.
He's too and slow.
Then, I'm screaming.
Then he walking up and down the court. Like, bro, this the NBA, bro. Like, I thought this was where the big dogs at. What is you doing walking up the court, bro?
The nigga 7'3" or some shit?
280. Come on.
You think this nigga gonna run up the nigga?
Man.
Was Shaq running up the court?
Was he?
That's crazy. This conversation getting crazier about the thing.
Yo. Hey, look.
Walking up the court.
Look. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Prince, you got some crazy basketball takes. I'm not even gonna cap to you.
Crazy is an understatement, but
you said Kevin Porter Jr. I want you to explain your take. Go ahead. You and AK go hash that out. I gotta pay for this food real quick.
No. What I forgot what the actual topic was.
Nah, say it with your whole chest. We was talking
go
about
ahead, AK, talk your shit.
We was talking about shooting guards in the NBA. And King was there to bear witness.
Yes,
you
sir.
Said Kevin Porter Jr. is a top. I said, is he a top 15 shooting guard in the league? And you said, yeah. And then you came behind it and said something blasphemous and said he's better than Jimmy Butler. Explain yourself, please.
Well, I wanted y'all to name me 15 people that was better than him. It happened. So that kind of proved my point. And him being better than Jimmy Butler. No, bro, we was going through that list for too long, and we agreed on something better than him. Now, the Jimmy Butler conversation. Jimmy Butler, bro, see, he don't got the ball on the string like Kevin Porter. You know what I'm saying? And Kevin Porter can shoot. Like, I'm picking Kevin Porter over Jimmy Butler, bro. I understand the hype around Jimmy Butler. But when I watch, what is he doing that's making people, like, do this? Like, I'm confused. And then he playing around with all the antics. He getting extensions, taking the pictures. Like, what are you, bro? You work too hard to get here.
This is why I understand your take better now from the conversation we had. Because I asked you a specific set of questions. And like you alluded to in your statements, you like people who are – you like flashy players. You like the oohs and ahs. You don't like the Tim Duncans of the world, the people who just go out there and get their 20 points. And, you know, it might not be flashy. They might not dunk on anybody. But, you know, you go look at the stat sheet and be like, oh, he had 35. What? You like the flash. You like the oohs and ahs. You like the Kyrie Irvings. The, oh, I'm going to cross you and point at you when you fall. That's what you like. So,
yeah.
I understand that. So, it's cool. It's still crazy that you said Kevin Porter Jr. better than Jimmy Butler. But, you know, that's crazy. But I'll let you have it.
And Tim Duncan style of play definitely pissed me off. Like, my life seeing somebody just move, just 1, 2, 3, just bro. But he is a great. I ain't gonna take that from him. You know, you get crucified talking about Tim Duncan. Say something wrong. That nigga like Denzel Washington of the basketball league, bro. Can't say shit bad about that nigga.
People disrespect Tim Duncan all the time. Like, it's crazy. It's very crazy. But, you know, I understand. You know.
Did he just call Denzel Washington? Did he just say Tim Duncan and Denzel Washington in basketball?
Yes, that's what he said.
How?
Yeah. Like, you can't speak consistent ill on his name or, you know. Just like Denzel, you can't say nothing crazy about Denzel. Niggas ain't gonna let.
Yeah, nah, I remember I had a conversation at work one day. I said, y'all don't put Denzel in y'all top five actors. It was like, nah, he don't branch off enough. Leonardo DiCaprio and shit. I'm like, nigga, you talking about Denzel? It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
Leonardo definitely stuck when he did Django.
Nigga, he been did that.
I'm saying like that.
Like his stock. Hold on.
The hold on is crazy.
I'm talking about. And let's not disrespect Leo. Like he won't like that before Django.
Man. Man, that nigga little, them was little tidbit movies he was doing as a child.
Tidbit?
Wow.
Fuck them.
Tidbit? You talking about Leo?
That's yeah. Crazy.
Like you.
This is why we call you a menace.
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Man, you know what the movies his ass was in around the 1980s, his ass was 15.
1980s.
Them fucking childish ass kitty movie.
Nigga, kitty movie? You talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, nigga?
Yeah. He ain't get like that till he got older, bro. It's all good.
I mean, I agree with that, but like since he was like in his 20s, the nigga been on top of the game. What you talking about?
I mean, but I see they put Leo on the screen for the looks, bro.
Oh my god.
He can sit on the camera and look cool and say a couple lines. You know what I'm saying? Give me Ryan Gosling.
I'm not.
You said what?
Acting is not my field of expertise. No, hold on,
AK. You said what about Ryan Gosling?
I said I'm taking Ryan Gosling over Leo, bro. Seriously.
Y'all can tell me if I'm wrong. I think he's wrong, but acting not my field of expertise per se. But nigga. I still think this is disrespectful talk just by how you say it.
Nick, you said Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. The Place Beyond the Pines? Come on, bro.
Place Beyond the Pines?
Come not on, you bro. Quote movies that I never even seen before, but okay.
That's what I'm saying. Nick, legendary. You talking about... You know?
Nigga. You talking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Revenant, The Great Gatsby, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Titanic. No, they're
going to Django and Titanic, Inception.
Yeah.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Shutter Island.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Departed, nigga.
The Wolf of Wall Street, Django, and maybe Shutter Island. Come on now.
The Departed?
He departed in that movie.
He departed.
He shouldn't have made it.
Nigga, you talking about Gangs of New York.
You know what you need to do? Prince, you need to have a podcast of all your blasphemous takes. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, nigga, you need to. I've been telling your ass you need to start one too.
That's your lane right there. I promise you. You're going to get all the traction in the world.
Because I'm watching movies for a plethora of things.
Nigga, you said that he departed in The Departed. You can't live that down, nigga.
Nigga, he had to, because I ain't never heard of that shit. See,
you never heard of The Departed with Matt Damon? What's that crazy nigga?
What's his name? I forgot what his name is, but I know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Hold on, I'm going to get the name right now because you tweaking like shit. Jack Nicholson? Nigga. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
Yep.
And you taking Ryan Gosling over that nigga?
Bro, I'm taking Ryan Gosling over the majority of these actors because of his flexibility.
Ryan Gosling? Are you taking him above Brad Pitt?
Come on, bro. This is overhyped. All this Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt's overhyped.
All this Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, blasphemy, Mission Impossible. I don't want to hear it, bro. I seen all of them.
Nigga, Brad Pitt is a fucking legend. What is you talking about?
Mission Impossible is Tom Cruise, but I got you.
You know they hyped him up, bro. Everybody.
I don't think Brad Pitt's hyped up.
Mission Impossible 1-2.
I don't think Brad Pitt's hyped up, my boy.
You don't think so?
Not at all, actually.
I'm taking Sean Connery over Brad Pitt. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Not Sean Connery is a great pick for sure, but I wouldn't take him over Brad. Not the nigga Pitt.
Bro, Brad. He too much like
nigga,
Tom
I'm taking I'm taking Tobey Maguire over Sean Connery.
Tobey Maguire only plays Spider-Man.
That's all I needed, nigga.
He has
That's
one
all I
reference.
Fucking needed, nigga.
He got one
you
reference.
You said what?
He got one reference. Go to another job.
Nigga, that's all. Like, nigga, name me three Sean Connery movies.
You know what's crazy?
I bet you can't.
He was in what is that movie? I don't
think exactly. He ain't like Spider-Man, though. Okay, exactly, nigga.
That's the thing. Spider-Man is easy to remember.
Exactly, nigga.
Solidify.
Nah, don't say that because people try to forget about that Andrew Garfield one all the time. Don't say that.
It was good.
Exactly.
Bro, Donnie Darko, I could never finish that movie, bro. It irritates me.
Nigga, what movie? I don't know what the fuck that is. Nigga, you need to go outside.
Nah, that's one of them B grade.
Donnie Darko and shit.
That's a B grade Michigan movie that never got released outside the state. That's what that is.
Oh, God. You watching British movies and shit.
Bro, Donnie Darko is
I bet you watched all the fucking 007s, including Octopussy.
I watched them and played them all. I watched them and played them all.
You played the games? Hey, the games was fine.
Okay. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it now.
The games on fire?
After a certain point, no, they weren't fire.
Goldfinger?
Go and play it right now and see if you like it.
Nigga, that is the nostalgia. You can't just go back and play shit like that.
He got real proper. It's the nostalgia. Yeah.
You can't just go back and play shit like that, nigga.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't go back and
play. That's disrespectful right there.
Boy, I don't know if y'all had them little books that came with the glasses, with the red and blue lens glasses. You know, you can see the stuff in 3D. That's how you're going to be looking at that game when you're playing it. You're going to be like, huh? What's going on here? Stop it. All them... I respect it, though. You know, I respect it. I always put respect on his name, but didn't age well at all. But
they released it on Xbox, bro. The graphics came as it was 30 years ago. I was like, this is terrible.
See?
You know what game did age with grace?
What?
What's that Star Wars game? The one where you could make your own jump? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
you talking about the Force Unleashed or whatever?
No, not Force. That nigga, that's perfect. That's a perfect Star Wars game, the first one. But I'm talking about the old 1991 or early 2001.
Oh, I don't remember.
I forgot what that shit is. But they trying to remake it now. That shit fire, no cap.
Well, they had a game that was up to par from the 90s.
Nigga, you could literally. It's an RPG Star Wars game, and you could like change. It was customization and everything like that. You could choose what force power you wanted. You had force lightning. You could throw your saber. You can pick niggas up and shit. It was fire.
That boy was about to say Star Saber. I'm screaming.
Star Saber is crazy. Star Saber is crazy. All right. Yeah, I had to point that out.
I remember that game, bro.
You ain't had to point that out.
You got it, my bad.
Made no damn sense.
Oh man.
But I don't think the Warriors who they playing again?
Oh, the Kings.
The Kings.
I don't think they're making it out?
No.
That's spicy. That's real spicy right there.
That's a crazy take.
This not the same Warriors that people keep trying to hold on to. And that's what people got to realize. Shit don't last forever. That's what people got to understand.
They last.
Draymond has to go sit his old ass down somewhere.
All right,
he getting real spicy.
No cap.
He really do, bro. He just taking up space, bro. Get off the court. You need.
You
to
about
be
to become the Dylan Brooks of podcast.
The Dylan Brooks is crazy.
He need to become the Udonis Haslam of the Warriors and sit the fuck down.
Ooh,
Udonis Haslam don't sit down. That's the problem.
You know what's, bro?
Hey, stop disrespecting that man. That man had 24 in his last game. Put some spec on his name.
Who, Draymond?
Well, what's 24 then? What's that?
That's crazy. What's 24 is crazy. That's crazy.
That's
and
all?
And he hit 3 trade balls. Put some respect on his career.
I mean, his old ass should hit something. They won't guard him.
We better do something.
Nigga was throwing shoulders at niggas.
Throwing shoulders.
Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope. All right.
Whoa. Let me ask this then. Who coming out the East?
You already know what I'm about to say.
You think the Bucks, and I don't get it.
I'm going with the Bucks. I'm sorry.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Why don't you get it?
Because that team's dope, right? Giannis is that nigga for sure.
This butt about to be crazy. I already know.
But Chris Middleton ain't the same Chris Middleton. Drew Holiday can't lock nobody up on the Celtics. When I say nobody, we seen it last year. Giannis, I mean, he can go ball for ball with Jason Tatum, but nigga, Jaylen Brown can literally combat the fuck out of Chris Middleton and outscore him consistently.
Chris Middleton's still playing.
Exactly. But
I'm not gonna keep disrespecting these all-star players like this. Y'all crazy.
You said what? All-star.
Chris Middleton, he all-star. He a former all-star.
Don't do him like
former.
The handicap league?
Exactly. That nigga damn near a cripple now.
I see this is what that we're gonna do this podcast. I see this is what we're gonna do. I see this is what we're gonna do.
That nigga's a cripple.
I see this is what we're gonna do.
Somebody pull the wheelchair out and put that nigga in it.
Stop being an ableist. They'll cancel you. Stop it.
Nigga, Paul Pierce was one of them too.
You but crazy.
Guess what? He shitted on himself, came back in the game, nigga.
Man, I seen that picture with that little doodle thing.
What you talking about?
Oh no.
All I have to say is I'm not gonna speak on nothing that was just said.
I got the Bucks
coming out, or if not the Bucks, I might rock with the Celtics because I think Jason Tatum want to get back for that finals performance he had.
Am I ready to make this take?
I'm about to say now. You're going to have to stand on it if you make it.
Am I ready to make this take? Shit. The Celtics is an all-around better team than the Bucks.
Ooh.
All around. Only person on the Bucks that I'm worried about is Giannis and Brooke Lopez. That's it.
That's crazy.
That's it. Who is a three?
Oh, man.
Is a three?
Who starts at three? It's probably
unknown.
It's not so much. I don't know. I don't know how they run in they
it's probably either Grayson Allen.
No, I'm saying because, like you said, I don't know if they run in Drew Holiday, Grayson Allen, Chris Middleton, or they run in something different. I'm not sure. Because they might run Pat Connaughton, too, at the two or the three. I don't know.
But you know what I know? I know Marcus Smart is very comparable to Drew Holiday. I also know that.
I think Drew Holiday better, but we can have that argument.
Nah, that's a decent argument, for sure. I think he scores better than Marcus Smart, for sure. Defense-wise, no. That's not a conversation. I also think that Jaylen Brown is better than anybody on that team other than Giannis. I also think that Jason Tatum is very comparable to Giannis and can lock Giannis up like he did last year.
When you say lock up, I'm gonna need you
this
to add.
That's what you want
to
do?
I want you to add context. Are you talking one-on-one, like one-on-one, he locking him up? Or are you saying one-on-one and he got help defense behind him? What are you saying?
Help defense, for sure. Okay. I don't think, like, one-on-one by Giannis against Tatum that Tatum is holding him to 15. No.
Okay. No. I just had to be clear.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. But that's why I said I feel like that if you look at the team, especially Robert Williams healthy. Like, people were talking about Chris Middleton being out and shit like that. One of our main focal points last year, Robert Williams was out.
I'll say this. That's a major
defensive presence.
That'll be a good series, good matchup. But I think this is just what I think based off the basketball that I watch. I think the Bucks are gonna get y'all simply because they've been there.
They've been there last year.
I for sure, but I think, I don't know, maybe I have to see. I have to see if I can see it out of Jason Tatum. I don't know.
We seen it last year.
No, you don't even know what I'm about to say. Dang.
I'm just saying. Hey, Prince, hold him down. Hold on, AK. Prince, hold him down. I'm going to get this food out of this store real quick.
I don't know if Jason Tatum's will to win is greater than Giannis's. I don't know. Because I think, okay, if you want to wash Giannis and Tatum, cool. If you want to say Jaylen Brown better than Chris Middleton, cool, right? But, like, after that, I think Jrue Holiday better than Marcus Smart. That's me. And I think once you start going down from there, I think Brook Lopez better than Robin Williams. I think the Bucks got it besides them top two. I think the Bucks got it everywhere else. That's just what I think.
But if Tatum gonna be guarding Giannis, he's gonna have to keep him out the paint because Giannis can't dribble anyway. But I mean, if Giannis get in the paint or they throw the ball to him in the paint, I hope Giannis don't try to bring the ball up, but I hope if he do that, Jason is smart enough to get to play D on him early before he, you know, because if he get a full head of steam, you know, it's either gonna be a foul or a dunk, you know. So niggas just gonna have to play smart if they really want to beat them, because when they get to playoff time, bro, that's who they game plan is around. They playing their game around Giannis, bro. So.
That's a fact. I just think if Chris Middleton and everybody else hitting jumpers and Giannis can get in the paint and cause and disrupt, I think that's just a hard formula to beat. Like, we've seen it throughout history. Like, with Bron, like, when you put shooters around Bron and players like that, if they hitting, that's a tough night for you. I think the Celtics got the pieces, though, so I don't think it's going to be easy, but I just know that formula to win, it's a tough one to beat. Especially when you had them type, when you had them superstar caliber players. I just think it's a tough.
Yo, y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Oh, this man done came back. Yeah.
Mr. McClurdy.
All right, but what's up, man? How y'all doing? I'm sorry, bro. So Black King, bro, like, so I can't. Never mind, bro. Cause the only way I can join it is through the app.
He
so.
Went to go get some chicken strips.
Some chicken strips. That's crazy. All right, man.
That man is part Arabian. He don't eat chicken strips. Stop it. He went to go get some hummus. Stop playing with him.
Nigga, some marmalade.
Hummus. Bro, hummus is crazy, bro. That's some funny shit. Ah, man. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So, like, what y'all talking about, though?
The NBA playoffs, certain matchups, stuff like that.
Giannis is strong, bro, and I know he's stronger than Jason Tatum, bro. So, Jason Tatum defense might not even matter.
I think people look at defense the wrong way, especially now in the era of basketball we're playing in right now. I don't think the goal is to ever, like, you can't completely stop any superstar in the NBA, I don't think. I think the goal is to slow them down. So it's like, if Giannis going to get, let's just say Giannis going to get 30, I think the goal is to make him get, like, 25, 22, something like that. Make it difficult for him to score. Because let's just say Chris Middleton having an off night, so he only dropping, like, 10 or 15. That's a big point disparity right there. But the thing is about that, though, is, too, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown got to be hitting, too. So they can't have a 3-for-17 night. That ain't going to cut it. So.
And then Marcus Smart act like all he got to do is play defense, and that's going to win them the game. Bro, you got to do something.
Who y'all talking about?
You talking about your Celtics.
Marcus Smart.
What you mean? Hold on. Why are you talking shit about Marcus Smart?
He think that him just playing defense is gonna win them games. He don't understand.
Nigga, if he get an open three, he's knocking that bitch down. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Is he?
Yes. Oh, is he me? Nigga, what is your team, by the way?
I like the Pelicans.
That laugh is crazy.
Don't laugh.
I mean, what do you like about the Pelicans?
They was the number one seed in the West before All-Star break, I believe.
Nigga.
What happened to that?
Zion, they got hurt. Niggas,
injuries.
They got hurt. Who got hurt?
Zion and Brandon Ingram. They was both hurt.
Oh, okay. What happened in the play-in?
Oh, Lord. I knew he was about to bring that up.
Huh? What happened? Answer so quickly.
Real fans don't lose faith in their teams.
I don't lose faith in my team. I'm asking you questions about your team.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think if Zion can stay healthy, they'll be formidable. But that's a big if. I think
they be lying about being hurt, bro.
I mean, it's the difference between you being hurt and you being injured. But as we've seen, the NBA does lie about people's injuries. So I don't know. You just gotta play the situation out. But I think y'all would be good. If Zion can stay, my whole thing, if Zion can play 60, 65 games, y'all be good. Y'all be in the playoffs. If not, it's gonna be a similar situation to what y'all had this year. Y'all gonna start out good, but then y'all gonna tail off at the end of the season.
I don't know what Brandon Ingram was smoking in that last game.
I thought he was hooping. I thought he had like 30-something. I could be wrong.
From what I've seen, nigga look disturbed out there.
Disturbed is crazy.
Like, he needed some help. Man, needed some help and couldn't find none.
I mean, y'all still have – there's still some people developing on y'all team that I think will play integral parts. Like, what's cuz name? Trey Murphy. Him. Yeah, he's still developing. Herb Jones. Him. Yeah.
All right. So, but y'all see what's in this nigga Zion Williamson contract, bro? Like, this nigga, bro, that nigga's like 300-something, bro. That nigga don't meet his certain. Like, real talk, bro. Like, that nigga's 300. I know a nigga that's 300 when I see one, bro. Like, bro, real talk. No funny shit, bro. Like, that nigga had – and I was reading this shit, like, on the Sports Center, what they were saying, bro. Like, you know, the Pelicans is owned by the Saints, bro. Like, that nigga got an NFL-type contract, bro. So, like, he got a max, bro. But that nigga got to meet, like, certain, like, incentives in his – like, his – that nigga got by, like – 14 to 17 weigh-ins that he has to reach throughout the 82-game season, bro. Like, that nigga don't reach that shit, bro. Like, home, bro, he's out of shape, bro. Like, and it's evident he don't got niggas around him to tell you, bro. Tell him, like, bro, you fat as fuck, bro. Nigga, you need to stop eating chicken, bro. Like, you need to get your ass on a real diet plan, bro, and lose this weight, bro. Like, so, bro. That's why the nigga eat ham hocks and green beans and collard greens and shit too much, bro. Like, he gonna be like Jamarcus Russell, bro. Like, real talk.
That's crazy.
That's how that nigga gonna be, bro. That's what he's gonna be, bro. That nigga don't lose his weight, bro. That nigga, but like, he like 6'7", 300 something, bro. Like, I get the nigga out there, bro, but come on, bro. Like, he need to lose weight, bro.
I keep leaving you niggas unattended. Now well-rounded in this bitch.
He keeps coming back. His connection is boo-boo. But
nah, bro, it's the app. So do it, like, cause, bro, like, I have to join this shit through the Twitter app, bro. So, like, I don't know why I have to do that, bro. But yeah, bro. But yeah, like I said, bro, this nigga Zion, bro, he's overweight. The nigga's fat, man. Like, he's a fat ass nigga that just so happens to be able to dunk a basketball.
This is crazy.
Kenny Lofton Jr. The rookie for the Grizzlies, bro, that averaged like 20 in the G League this season, bro. He's in better shape than Zion, bro. Like, real talk.
Who averaging 20 in the G League?
Kenny Lofton Jr. Like, he.
What about him? Up.
That nigga is in better shape. If you've ever seen Kenny Lofton Jr., bro, like, big ball hoop, bro, he's in better shape than Zion's fat ass, bro. Like, real talk.
Kenny average more than Zion? When Zion's out of shape.
Bruh, Zion eat ham hocks and collard greens every night. That's why that nigga is 300 plus pounds, bro. Like, nigga is like, bro, real talk, bro. Like, no bullshit.
Oh, y'all being disrespectful today.
Y'all gotta chill. I think his diet does play a role in it, but I don't think
he just wanna be there.
That, people are saying that too. That's starting to come out a lot too. But I just think how he plays and his body style, that's what's affecting him the most, because
people don't understand your joint health is everything, like especially in basketball and stuff like that. I think that's what's really eating at him. But you know what's gonna happen? Some stuff gonna come out. He had some other type of injury, some other type of setback, and then it's gonna be a bunch of that. But I think he'll be straight. He just gotta get healthy, and if he can stay healthy, that's all it is.
No, I think he just need to go to another team because nigga, he was healthy this offseason. And he didn't show up. I do believe he was healthy last offseason. And he didn't show up to the playoffs. And I think, from what I understand, nigga want to go to the Knicks.
Ugh, why he want to go to the Knicks?
Because the Knicks in the playoffs, too, without him.
But they got Julius Randle, though.
What that got to do with Zion?
I think if they're going to get Zion, somebody's going to have to go. Just saying.
I think they would get – who else they got? Evan Mobley.
He plays for the Cavs. Stop it.
Oh. Fuck him anyway. I don't give a damn.
I'm about to say, who they going to give? Obi Toppin and two bus boys? Like, they're going to have to give up somebody.
They definitely going to have to give up somebody for sure. But – look, I'm tired of the disrespect for Zion. The nigga's a solid ass player, regardless of what niggas think. I just think that he somewhere where he's either wanted or I think they don't want him over there. Honestly, I think Brandon Ingram wants to be the Jason Tatum of that team, and even more than Jason Tatum, because Jason Tatum don't give a fuck if he leads or not.
Not you trying to violate my boy B.I. I don't think it's that. I don't know. I haven't really looked into the situation. But
shit, B.I., he's a dog, but nigga, you can be as far as if you got CJ McCollum shooting 3 for 27 in a play-in game and your nigga over there don't even want to show up to practice or the game. And he healthy, and you got a nigga named what's that nigga named Jackson Hayes or some shit.
Yeah.
Who the fuck else they got?
Trey Murphy, nice, yeah, nice young talent. Herb Ooh. Jones. That's crazy. That's how I know he don't be watching the games like that. He said who? Trey Murphy, he nice, yeah, nice young piece. Herb Jones, a nice young piece too. They nice. They just got – you got to give them time to develop.
Are they – that's what – but that's what I'm saying, though, AK. Are they playoff ready right now?
I think if – see, the caveat to my response is going to be if Zion healthy and can play, yeah.
Because if Zion healthy, yeah, for sure he's playoff ready. I'm not talking about Zion, though.
I think because I
– DJ McCollum's not a playoff player either.
CJ McCollum he's solid. When he was with Dame and the Trailblazers, he was solid. Like, they was putting in work.
Is he solid because of Dame, or is he solid because he's solid?
You do know when Dame got hurt, when was that? When they was playing the Nuggets, he was still going off. Like, he saved them.
Did they win?
Come on now. They lost. Yeah, they lost. I think that's the year.
They also lost the play-in just now. And he shot 3 for 17 and tried to blame it on Zion not being there.
I'll say this. I think the Pelicans, they had all the pieces. You have a veteran guard that's been deep in the playoffs. You have a talented scorer. He can score off the ball. He can score different ways. He can shoot. You have a defender. You have 3-point shooters. I think that's all. I think that's all the Pelicans need. You need that one. You need that person to take it over the top.
I don't know, man. I just don't trust the Pelicans without Zion being there. If Zion was there, I could say something different.